MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The 2026 high school basketball season has come to an end after the state tournament at the Pit in Albuquerque. The Hobbs Lady Eagles basketball team secured their first state 5A championship title since 2023 on Saturday, defeating Rio Rancho with a score of 66-53. And another Southeast New Mexico ladies team, the 2A Tatum Coyotes, were also in the state tournament but fell just short with a two-point loss to Mesa Vista. And also at the state tournament, the 1976 Class 2A state basketball champions from Munis High School were honored during a break in the action. And the list of candidates who hope to become the next chief of police for the embattled Hobbs Police Department is now shorter, with just three remaining names. The three on the short list include Interim Chief Wade Lyons, former Cook County Sheriff's Office Deputy Chief and current University of Chicago Police Lieutenant Richard Velasquez, and former Chief of Staff with the Albuquerque Police and former Captain with the Texas Department of Public Safety, David Franklin. Hobbs City Manager Manny Gomez said he will schedule a community meet and greet for the three finalists. And direct flights from Carlsbad to Denver are now taking place on 30-seat jets. Air travelers can fly directly out of the Cavern City Air Terminal to the Mile High City on the larger jets operated by Contour Airlines, the new air service provider chosen by the city of Carlsbad last fall. Contour was chosen from a field of airlines that all presented their plans to the city council. Counselors expressed a desire to reestablish flights to and from Dallas under a two-year contract after they were canceled in 2023 by the previous airline, Advanced Air, in favor of Phoenix flights. Contour initially opted to shift Carlsbad's Phoenix flights to Denver, with the city and company officials contending the flights could soon be shifted again to Dallas. That will require renovating the Cavern City Air Terminal to accommodate equipment and staff for the Transportation Security Administration, which officials said could be complete by the end of 2026. Until then, Contour will run 5 flights to and from Denver per week, along with 7 to and from Albuquerque. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.